It's Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Brian Larson. Economic growth in Colorado and around the nation has been hard to come by in recent years, but there is a glimmer of good news as we look ahead to 2012. Here with me this morning is Boulder County Business Report publisher Chris Wood to discuss the latest predictions. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you?
Now, University of Colorado economist Rich Wabakin presented his annual forecast for Colorado's economy at the 47th annual Colorado Business Economic Outlook Forum in Denver this week. What are some of the highlights?
Slow but steady is probably the catchphrase, Brian. In a nutshell, Wabakin is predicting more jobs in the state, but still not a robust economy. He estimated that Colorado would generate 23,000 jobs in 2012. That's down from the 27,500 jobs that he estimates were added this year. That level of job growth won't do much to reduce the unemployment rate in the state, which right now stands at 8.1%. But it is a psychological boost to have multiple years of job growth. And as we know, psychology has a huge influence on the performance of an economy. Wabakin told us that uncertainty and a lack of confidence are two major causes of current lackluster performance.
Slow but steady. This reminds me of the tortoise and the hare. And as we know, the tortoise wins the race. But how long before we return to more robust growth?
Wabakin says that a full recovery remains about a year away, but there are several reasons to believe that faster growth is coming. For one, both businesses and consumers appear to be nearing a point where they will have to start spending. Businesses, of course, have held back on hiring more workers as they try to boost productivity. But Wabakin says that years of cutbacks have reached the point where businesses will have to add workers if they want to grow. On the consumer side, many have held off on major purchases but will have to replace items such as cars that have been wearing down. I can attest to that from personal experience. There's nothing like a transmission going out to get you to spend some money. Colorado overall saw a 6.5% increase in retail sales this year, with another 4% predicted for next year.
So as we look at Colorado compared to the rest of the nation, what do we see in terms of the overall economy?
In that context, it looks pretty good. Colorado is expected to be in the top 10 states for job growth, and economic growth overall should beat the national numbers. Wabakin says that the state entered the recession later, came out of it later, and is now accelerating past the rest of the country in job growth and the recovery overall.
Now, Chris, you have spoken before about the solid growth that's occurred in Boulder County, especially in 2010. Locally, what can we expect in 2012?
Well, you're right about the local growth. Boulder County has fared better than the state overall. In fact, it was the top performing area statewide in 2010 when looking at gross domestic product. For next year, Wabakin says that both Boulder and Broomfield counties should be among the better performing economies, with continued growth in biotech, clean tech, natural products, information technology, and professional services. We're also seeing the highest level of venture capital investment in the state overall since 2008, and the Boulder area always secures a significant portion of that investment.
Well, on another matter, the Boulder County Business Report recently reported on a setback for the planned ConocoPhillips Renewable Energy Research Facility in Louisville. What is the latest on that project?
I guess the biggest question is whether what we've all described as the planned project is still planned at all. You'll remember that ConocoPhillips made a big splash when it announced the project, which would have generated 7,000 jobs over 20 years. The project has been delayed several times, and the fact that ConocoPhillips is in the midst of splitting into two separate companies hasn't helped matters. The company now says that the project is on hold indefinitely, which doesn't lead to much confidence that it will be built. Louisville officials remain optimistic, but skepticism overall increases every time there's a delay.
Mm-hmm. Chris, thank you.
Thank you.
Chris Wood is the publisher of the Boulder County Business Report.